This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abom. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Vav Sif Beis. Siman Nun Vav Sif Beis. Kishashliach tzibur oimer yisbarach, kol ha'am oinim amen. When the Shat says yisbarach, after amen yehi shmer abom yivarach le'olam olmeyam ayat yisbarach, everyone should say amen. V'chein kisha oimer b'richu, the people should say amen. Now, we pointed out, it's interesting that the Mechaber does not say that after the words Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabo, you should say Amen. Says Ramav Leinogu Loimer Amen Achar Yisbarach. It is not customary to answer Amen after Yisbarach. V'loi Achar Brichu. Not after the words Brichu. V'loi Yavsik Bein Brichu Le'elo Mikol Berchasa. Don't interrupt between the words brichu and le'ela mikol berchasa. You should say brichu le'ela mikol berchasa. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kadmon Yud Beis again. Achar yisbarach, aval achar yisgadel v'yisgadel shmei rabah, haminog lanos. The minog is to answer amen. Now, something which is only the minhag, you do not answer the emtsa haperek of Kriya Shema and the brachos. So, if you're in the middle of the brachos of Kriya Shema, or Shema, you do not answer Amen to Yiskadeh or Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah. Now, the minhag is to answer Amen, even though it's a little bit strange, because why would you say Amen? Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah, the guy's in the middle of talking. The guy's still talking. Say Amen. Imagine you come over, somebody says, have a good Amen. I didn't even tell you what you should have a good. I didn't say whether you should have a good day or have a good time, you know. I don't know what. So why are you answering Amen? That's why it's not brought in Halacha to answer Amen. You're still in the middle of a sentence. You didn't even finish an Inyan until you say Ba'amal Dibrach Yusei. So Moshe says, it's Shaykh to say Amen. It's because we know, Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah in Ba'amal Dibrach Yusei. We know where you're going. But it's not Me'yikar Hadin to answer Amen, because the thought has not been complete. Okay. Upela al shulchan aruch shel hetek amen hazeh ashu mevar beram la tikul beis yosef. But now you get an idea why it's not meyikar hadin to say amen to yiskadeh v'yiskadeh shmei rabbah. Okay. Then the mechaber said after brichu, but we don't say amen after brichu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh etayim shabishah shatzas shashatz amar brichu oinim gam keim hitevas ela brichu le'ela. Some make a mistake that while the Shatz is saying Brichu, they say Brichu la'ela. V'zeh v'adeh chirafu. This is blasphemy. D'mashna d'mizbarach rak la'ela v'loy l'tatoch ha'sasham. Elo yeshlem lo'ymer gam mikol berchasa. If they want to keep on going, you know, there's some people, they're constantly saying things throughout the davening. You don't even know where what they're doing. You know, they lift up the Sefer Torah, and all of a sudden, I don't know what they're reciting exactly. Tehillim, the Star-Spangled Banner. We're not exactly sure. But if they want to continue, they should say Le'ela Mikol Berchasa. But to say Brichu Le'ela, that's downright heresy. Or Oishayama Rak Brichu Kimenagin. Or they should just say Brichu. Now, answering Brichu in middle of Pesuk Zimra, Rav Moshe writes, is Aser. Because brichu is also only a minhag. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says brichu is a minhag. What about to answer brichu in Kaddish before Mariv? Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you shouldn't do it. You hear this? You hear this chiddush? Since brichu is only a minhag, therefore in Mariv, in the Kaddish before Shemana Esrei, Rav Chaim says, it's better not to say it. B'di'evet, it's not a hefsek. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you shouldn't say it. Rav Moshe says, you're allowed to. Rav Moshe says, you're allowed to. So again, it's important to know, brichu is only a minog. During Be'emsa Kriya Shema, you can't answer it. Be'emsa Brichas Kriya Shema, you can't answer it. even in the Kaddish before Shemana Esrei, I believe, I'm not going to say the minog is, but people do it. I don't think I've ever seen anyone not do it, but it seems like it's better not to do it, perhaps. I don't know if Rav Moshe holds that you're allowed to do it l'chadchila. He says it's mutter. I don't know if he did it, but definitely something to think about. Fine. Lo yafsik, don't interrupt between brichu and le'elam mikol berchasa. Ayin b'shari tshuva shehevi d'misefer hakavanas muchach lehepach. Look in the Shari Tshuva, who brings that from the Sefer HaKavanos, it's Muchach, the opposite. The Tevas Brichu, the words Brichu, Mechuber El Tevas Dekutcha, is attached to the words Dekutcha. Meaning, Yisbarach, V'yishtabach, V'yisbar, V'yisramem, V'yisnase, V'yishadar, V'yishaleh, V'yishhalel, Shmei, Dekudsha. So the question is it Shmei Dekudsha? Or is it Shmei Dekudsha Brichu? You know, where do the words Brichu go? Is it Shmei Dekudsha Brichu, the name of the Holy One, blessed He? Or is it the name of the Holy One? Blessed He, Le'ela Mikol Berchasa. So the Rama is saying it's Shmei Dekudsha, and He is Le'ela Mikol Berchasa. But the Shari Tshuva is bringing from the Sefer HaKavanah, he said it's the opposite. It's Shmei Dekudsha Brichu, V'acher kach yesh hefsek sas k'may asnachta. Then after Brichu, there's like an asnachta. V'shuv mascha le'ela, k'loymer, she'izbarach v'yishtavach shemosh ha'kodesh baruch hu le'ela, v'chein hiskim b'bir hagra. V'kach min hagenu. We say Shmei Dekudsha Brichu, pause. Sif Gimel, ha'inim ad la'omei omayo b'vad toyim heim. Ki osur lahafred bein olmaya li yisbarach. Those who answer Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach la'alam olmei olmaya, and they don't continue with the yisbarach, they're mistaken. Now it's better to be mistaken than to be a heretic. Okay, so if you need to only get down one of these halachas, avoid saying brichu le'ela, because brichu le'ela you're not bikoyres. Better to be wrong than to be a heretic. But it's also not good to be wrong. So you also, according to Mechaber, you want to say, La'alam lo me'o maya yisbarach. Now this is a very big discussion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, O maya yisbarach, Mashal beis Yosef datzach leimar kol anosach shal yisbarach, ad da amiron biyomo. You should say, Yehei shmei rabam varach la'alam lo me'o maya yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yisbarach, v'yisramam, v'yisnaseh, v'yishador, v'yisala, v'yisala, shmei dekutsha brichu, le'ela mikol berchasa, v'shiyosa d'shchasa v'nechmasa da amiron biyomo. Chav ches tevois. V'ayim v'magin avram, shemasik demigna kadmoinim, ikur shaloi leimar rak ad yisbarach. Until Yisbarach. Now is that ad ve'ad bechlal or ad ve'loy ad bechlal? L'chayr is ad ve'ad bechlal, including the word Yisbarach. In other words, the Magen Avram seems to say, don't do like we have in the Beis Yosef, to say 28 words then. But until Yisbarach, u'misham v'hola yishtoik v'ichavin l'masha omer shayach tzibur v'shoy mea ka'oina. Now, what if you're a guy, you do Amen, Yehei, Shmei, and you think the Chazan's not waiting for you, he doesn't care that you have all the time in the day, and he's already saying Yisbarach v'yishtabach, so you missed out those words. You're mechuyev to say those words then. Then it's not a minug to say those words, you didn't hear Kaddish. So you need to be with the program. You know, you can't do your own thing, you're going to have these, you know, derhoy b'na kavanas over here, but you're going to miss the hearing the words of Kaddish. Uveber hagra kasav shaloi loy merak atevas. Okay, so then if you were marich ba amiras amen hishme rabba until the chat. Now if you're reading parsha sheets in the middle of the Kaddish, so b'chlal you're not listening to Kaddish, then you should stay home because you're not yoytzi the Kaddish anyway, and stam you're being mavaza the Kaddish. So you're better off not embarrassing the Kaddish and staying in your bedroom. But if you want to honor Hashem, so then you come to the shul, and you actually listen to the words of the Kaddish, and you want to make sure you're saying it in a timely way, namely that you'll be able to hear the Chazan say, Yitzbarach. I'm not sure that when the Magen Avram says, Mina Kadmoinim Iker, that only to say until Yisbarach, I'm not sure if he means including the word Yisbarach. I'm noited to say he's including the word Yisbarach. Because look, Ubeber Hagra, Kasav, Shaloi Loimar Rak Atevas Omaya Bilvad. The Gra says, don't say the word Yisbarach. Even though the Mechaber says, La'alam Lomei Omaya Yisbarach, and if you don't say that, you're mistaken. The Gra says, I'm a bar hochi to disagree with that. You should not say the word Yisbarach. Ki kanu siyam Hashem sha'amen yesh meraba. The praise ends. U mi Yisbarach ala mascha perak acher. From Yisbarach and on is a new chapter. Ve'en la'arvam bevas echad. Oh. Do not say them. Don't mix them at simultaneously. In other words, the Gra is not saying not to say the word Yisbarach. But you need to pause between Omaya and Yisbarach. Venira says the Mishabura, like we pointed out, Shem Yoimram B'Shtei Nashim, if you say it in two breaths, Gamla Hagra Shari, the Gra would allow it. If you say it in two breaths, the Gra would allow it. But it doesn't sound like the Gra would require it. Does it? Or once he would allow it, then the Gra L'chayr would say like the Mechaber that you should. Doesn't seem like that. Doesn't seem like the Gra is requiring it. Uve Iker Ha'inyan, I have to tell you, I don't say Yisbarach. So let's see, let's revisit that. Uve Iker Ha'inyan, Yesh Mekomes Chalukim B'min Hagam Zeh. Bikur Inyan, there are different customs. If you're in a place that you're not to be mafsik, Yizahir Bazesh Shalayomirak Ad Almaya, you should be very careful not to say Yisbarach. There are times it is prohibited to say Yisbarach, namely when you're not to be mafsik. What are these times you're not to be mafsik? L'chayra, if you're up to something that you're now to respond to other things. In other words, if you're davening together with the tzibur, let's say, I would assume the Mechaber would say that Kaddish by Mariv, you should say Yisbarach. We saw maybe you shouldn't say Brichu, that's only a minog. This, the Mechaber would probably say, is more like a halacha. Would the Gra say you're allowed to? If you pause. So it comes out like this. I would think that the Mechaber would agree also that you shouldn't say La'alam lo'omei o'maya. Actually, the Mechaber says it's Aser lahafsid, lahafrid bein o'maya lisbarach. It sounds like the Mechaber is arguing with the Gra. The Mechaber says don't separate the words o'maya and yisbarach. And the Gra says you have to separate the words o'maya and yisbarach. Once you separate them, would the Gra say you shouldn't say it? It sounds like the Gra would say you're allowed to say it. Do you have to say it according to the Gra? Doesn't seem like that.
Maaser Rav.
What about the Maaser Rav? What?
Maaser Rav seems to say, in place, not hey.
Yeah.
You don't usually say it. You would say it, like you said before, if you're still saying hey Shmei Rabbo and a chazan went by.
Read the words. Read the words.
Yeah, that's
a different, that's something else, right? That's
sounds like only in that case.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Dersha quotes. Im herich ba'mir, so amin yishmei rabba, ad shechazen, him shech b'kaddish, then you say, ad heichad shechazen oimeh. But it's not just the word yisbarach. You're going to have to say the whole, the whole thing. Very good. I don't, right. Doesn't seem like the Gra requires saying Yisbarach. Yeah, it seems like it could get you into trouble if you do that. Okay, Sif Hey. Sif Dalin. Kisha Oimer Achazin Yisgadel Koirea. When the Chazan says Yisgadel, you should bow. V'chein Yehishmei Rabba. V'chein Yisbarach. V'chein Bebrichu. V'chein Be'amen. Now, a lot of Chazanim, they bow when they say Yisgadel Rabba, when they get to the end of that statement. Those are not the literal words of the Mechaber. The literal words of the Mechaber is when you say Yisgadel. When you say Yehi Shmei Rabba, when you say Yisbarach, when you say Brichu, and when you say Amen. We have no other comments here. Why this is not...
Not to.
What?
The Gra.
Where?
In my Sarab,
Nunvot. Read it.
Once, I can find it. Ein lechuraya shum kriya bekadish.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it at all.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know that which people do, yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yisparar, v'yisraimam. You know, they should sell ropes to tie up the chazan. To keep him straight. I don't know where he's going. What, you know? Anyway, Sif Hey, La'achar Shasiyim HaKadosh, after he finishes Kadosh, Pleiseya Shalosh Psiyos. He takes 3 steps back. Now that's also another halacha. Many Chazarim, they're ready, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, they already took 3 steps back. Now many Chazarim, they take like 9 steps. They don't stop. They're going. Where are they going? Where are they running? It's only 3 steps. And you take the 3 steps before you say the words, Oysa Shalom. I don't know why people are makbid dafka to do it incorrectly. You should try to do it correctly. It's better to do it, you know, if you have a choice between doing it correct and incorrect, the better option is doing what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So, you take the 3 steps back, then you bow. Let's see. V'achar shesim ha'kash b'seh shosh. V'achar kach oymer Oysa Shalom. No, it's interesting. Mechaber doesn't say you bow to the left, you bow to the right, you bow straight. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't add anything, nor does anybody else on the page. So that's interesting. Okay, we have to look into the kriyas of Kaddish a little bit more. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Maybe tomorrow we'll have more information on the Kriyos of Kaddish.
You kept saying La'ela min kol b'chazan. I mean, kol b'chazan.
Min kol, right, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct. Okay, Hatzlach, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.